Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hastie. I appreciate you tuning in to today's podcast. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. Coming up on the weekday morning edition of the Chad Hastie Show on KFYO, Mayor Glenn Robertson will join me on Thursday as we talk about the City Council. We'll talk about LETA, LPNL, everything making news as far as the City of Lubbock goes. He will join me at 9:35. Encourage you to tune in at that point. According to CBS, CBS News saying that a fast food worker strike is coming up. A coalition of labor, religious, and other groups calling for a nationwide strike of fast food employees on August 29th. The campaign, building on a flurry of one-day stoppages this year at franchises around the U.S., highlights the efforts by unions to enlist workers in the cause and to heighten the impact of the strikes. Labor supporters say that fast food workers are poorly paid and that their low wages subsidize the profits of multinational corporations. It's the man holding down the worker, according to the labor unions. Many fast food restaurant owners say that, higher wages that some of the employees want, these strikes would actually cripple the businesses and would actually put the business out of business, costing workers their jobs. Again, labor unions taking advantage of workers who just don't get it. They don't know how the economy works, and they don't get how a business works. If they understood how multinational corporations and how multi-million dollar corporations worked, they probably wouldn't be flipping burgers their entire life. Look, I've got nothing against fast food workers. They do a service that I don't want to do and that many of you probably don't want to do, and that some of us actually did at one point. Now, I never worked in fast food. I worked in a restaurant, worked in restaurants as a high school kid. In fact, delivered pizzas my first year in college in order to make a little bit of money here and there. But I don't look at fast food and I don't look at the minimum wage as a living wage, as a way to raise a family of four on. Unfortunately, you have a lot of dopes out there who actually believe that the minimum wage should be there to support a family of four. That's not what it's there for. A lot of folks look at these part-time jobs, fast food jobs, and again, no offense out there, but as stepping stone jobs. A job that you work at when you're younger, maybe when you're in college or in high school, and then eventually you get a degree or you go into a specialized field and you move on with your life. It's great for a little bit, but then it's time to move on. Unfortunately, the labor unions and some of the folks who want to strike and complain about not making enough money, they want to be paid $15 an hour to flip a burger and to hand it to you. Sorry, that's not going to work. And have you thought about how much food would cost at that point? How much a burger would cost if you were paying every single employee $15? It'd be outrageous. In fact, there are some folks, and probably some of you listening down in Midland, who know about that. Because in Midland, a lot of fast food places, from what I have heard, are paying their employees very, very well. Of course, every job in Midland seems to be paying very, very well right now. But the price of food, the price of a burger in Midland, costs more than it does here in Lubbock, Texas. Why? Well, they have to make up that money. They have to make some money in order to pay their staff. Folks, we need to stop looking at the minimum wage as a way to get rich, or as a way to support a family of four or five or six or seven. It's not there for that. The minimum wage and these workers and these type of jobs, the fast food industry, it's not really there to support you for your entire life. It's there to teach you a lesson about working and going to work, making a living, earning a living, and going out and doing better things eventually. That's what we should rally behind. We shouldn't rally behind, hey, let's increase the pay for all these workers who have decided to go and stay at their job. Sorry, no offense again to anybody out there working fast food, but there's a reason why you're paid a low wage. Basically because anyone can do it. It's not a high-skilled job. Although Chick-fil-A workers, I have to say, you make a great sandwich. It's pretty darn good. A poll came out, this from Business Insider. Apparently, Texas, not very well liked. It's an interesting poll, I guess, one that I laugh at. Businessinsider.com has it. A poll asked millions of, well, not millions, but a poll asked America which states were the drunkest, hottest, and which had the silliest accents. Massachusetts has the silliest accent, which should not surprise anybody. California, New York. New York actually has the best food, according to the poll. Who has the worst food? Alabama, it looks like, Alaska has the worst food. Which state is your favorite? California coming in at number one. Give me a break. Maybe California, one of the nicest to go and visit, to live there, though. I don't think so. The least favorite state? Texas. I think that's because we're very arrogant. We love Texas, and we know it is the greatest state in the nation, even though in this poll they say that New York is the best state. I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. Which state is the craziest? California. Okay, yeah, I buy that. And which state has the hottest residents, according to this poll from Business Insider? California, and it's not even close. California, a second, comes in at Florida. But California, yeah, they've got some pretty hot women out in California. A lot of them are fake, in plastic, you could put it that way, out in California. I will still say this, Texas has the hottest women. Texas has the hottest women, and Texas Tech University has the hottest co-eds. It's true. It's absolutely true. We all know that, right? Story from the Texas Tribune. Debate over the LGBT ordinance. Royal San Antonio proposal to include sexual orientation and gender identity in the San Antonio's non-discrimination policy has turned the city into a new gay rights battleground. Fabulous for San Antonio, I'm sure. Amid a heated citywide debate that has drawn attention of local, state, and even national politicians, San Antonio City Council has delayed a vote on the ordinance for a few weeks. It's now scheduled to come before the council on September 5th. The ordinance would prevent people who have demonstrated bias toward lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender individuals from serving in city positions and prohibit the city from discriminating against employees based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Look, I don't think that you should be fired because you're gay. I don't think that you should be hired because you're gay. I don't think that you should not be hired just because you're gay. But in this ordinance, where it says that if you've ever said or thought or written anything that would be considered discriminatory, like this would be considered discriminatory. We believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Huh, sounds a lot like a Christian church. Well, that could be considered discriminatory, and that's what's ticking off a lot of people down in San Antonio and throughout the country who don't like this ordinance. Take that part out of it. Everything should be just fine. Want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Remember to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock on the South Plains in West Texas. You can tune in 790 KFYO. If you can't get our signal, guess what? You can listen to the Radio Pup app. Take the show wherever you go on your iPhone, on your Android device. Just download the Radio Pup app. You can take us wherever you go. You can also listen online, KFYO.com. That's what you're doing right now, so obviously you can listen to the show. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you again tomorrow here on the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast.